أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين آمنوا والذين هادوا والنصارى والصابئين من آمن بالله واليوم الآخر وعمل صالحا فلهم أجرهم عند ربهم ولا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. This ayat, as we explained yesterday, refers to also the great mercy of Allah, that even no matter how much wrong a person does, but he makes tawbah, corrects his iman, he will be accepted by Allah and he will get the great rewards by Allah Ta'ala. This is one ayat which is used very wrongly by many modernists and those people who today, with the interfaith meetings, etc., try and show that all religions are one religion. And many people are getting caught up in this, so it's very important that we understand this ayat correctly, the correct meaning of this ayat, because they use this ayat and other ayats of this nature to show that all religions are equal, are acceptable by Allah, and that the people will be forgiven, etc., by Allah Ta'ala. And this is nothing new. It has happened all along history. Famous incident is of the King Akbar, who wanted to make one religion, Deen-e-Ilahi. And the ulama at that time stood up and made it clear that all religions are not equal, all religions are cancelled by Islam. Islam is the only religion. And for salvation, there is only Islam by which a person can gain salvation. Now, if we just look at the translation of this ayat, a person can easily get misled. And when we are taught this over and over, then we take the wrong meaning. That those people who bring iman, those people who are Jews and Christians, those people who are the worshippers of the stars, of the of fire, whoever brings iman on Allah in the last day and does righteous deeds, for him will be the rewards by Allah Ta'ala. And there will be no fear on that person, and he will not grieve of anything. So the outward meaning shows that all these people will also be forgiven, and they will get their rewards from Allah Ta'ala. And from here we understand that just looking at the translation of the Quran Sharif, and with us not knowing the meaning and the tafsir of the Quran, we can get greatly misled and we can go in the complete wrong direction. Briefly for now, the translation of this ayat, the correct meaning is, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, those people who have brought iman. In here is included those people who brought iman on the Anbiya of the past. All the other Nabis, they brought iman. In here is included those people who قَالَتِ الْأَعْرَابُ آمَنَّا قُلْ لَمْ تُؤْمِنُوا. Those Bedouins came and they say, we have brought iman. Allah says, you people haven't got iman still, you have submitted. But the reality of iman will come later if you make effort and you work. Or it refers to those people who are munafiqeen, who outwardly say that we have got iman, but in their hearts they haven't got iman. So that category of people. وَالَّذِينَ هَادُوا, and the Jews, these were those people who went to the extent of saying that Allah has come into the calf, and they worship that cow, that this is your God. These were those people who killed Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam ruthlessly and mercilessly. And these are those people who accused the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam of adultery as well. When Nasara and the Jews and the Christians, those people who believe in three gods, and the impossible belief that one is equals to three and three equals to one. والصابئين, and the صابئين, those people who worship the stars or the fire worshippers, the details of all that will come. So all these people, now those من آمن بالله, who bring proper iman on Allah now, They bring Iman on Allah and they pray Wal Yawmil Akhir and the last day and all the requisites, and this is clearly made out in the whole Quran Sharif. They bring Iman that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the Nabi now, and his Nubuwwat has cancelled all the religions of the past, and only his deen is now accepted. That Iman Allah is referring. No matter what you were, what you did, Allah's mercy. But now you bring proper Iman, then Allah Ta'ala will accept that. And on all the requisites of Iman you bring now. And with your Iman, وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا. And you do righteous deeds also. For those people will be their reward by Allah Ta'ala. And there will be no fear on them, and they will not grieve of anything. Al-Islamu yahdimu ma kana qablu. Islam completely annihilates and destroys all the gunas that were committed before. Tawbah is such a medicine Allah has given that it will wipe out all the gunas. But we have to use the Tawbah, make sincere Tawbah, and turn to Allah sincerely. So this ayat means all those people with that wrong beliefs also. But now they believe correctly. Now they have brought proper Iman. For them is this great reward. And it does not mean that those people, they are as they are. The Jews, the Christians, they don't bring Iman on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They don't bring Iman, they don't follow Islam as it's supposed to be, that these people will also get salvation. That is totally wrong. So we must be very careful. Many of our people, our family people, our friends are getting caught up in this. We must not get caught up. We must warn them and let them understand that what is the correct meaning of this ayat. So this is one very important aspect of the ayat that we should try and understand, and we make amal on it, and Allah give us the tawfiq to make tawbah and make sure that our iman is also correct. Today, with the great, great challenges, each one of us have to check our iman also and make tawbah and correct our iman so that we can gain felicity, success by Allah Ta'ala for this world also and the akhirat as well. وآخر دعوانا.